Hello there, and welcome to our midweek Bible study. As you probably know, we're going through the Sermon on the Mount, and we're in chapter 7, about halfway through. So we're coming to the end of these sets of these important words coming from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who brought the very words of life from the Father. These are the teachings that he brought. And it's been very helpful to go through this in some reasonable detail, to think about it, to absorb what Jesus Christ is saying, and to really think about how to live more by these words, how to apply these words in our lives. So these are the words of life. Now we're in chapter 7, and we're coming to a section here, verse 13, and we cover two verses here, which Jesus Christ talks about the narrow way, that finding life is like a narrow gate. It's a narrow way. So let's read it. Verse 13, he says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it." So Scripture, as we know, repeatedly presents us really only two options, two choices, two ways. And here we see Jesus Christ contrasting the gates to life with the gates to destruction. Only two ways, two paths, two gates, two approaches to life. And one is narrow and one is wide and broad. And the wide and broad gate is the path, the course, the pattern of this world. Now, I like to think about this by going to Ephesians 2, verse 1 and 2. Very, very familiar set of scriptures that we go to often that describes the way this world operates, the path this world's on. And it's only by Jesus Christ, really the Father, who can sort of take you off this course, this pattern, and direct you a different way. Now, we have a role in that we have to choose. We have to decide, yes, this is the way I'm going to go. But it's really done by the Father and taking your attention off what you think is the right way or what the way is normal to a different way. Now, let's read about this in Ephesians 2, verse 1 and 2, where Paul writes, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins." So just think about that. You were a dead man or a dead woman walking, you might say, in your trespasses, in your sins. You may not have known it, but that's what it was. And you walked, verse 2, in which you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. So in many ways, you're just walking. You didn't even know it, but you're on this course, this pattern, this road, you might say. And little do you know it, who paved this road? Who set this road in action? Who made this road? Who inspires this road? Well, it's the prince of the power of the air. And you walked on it, but it's called, but it's described as the works in those who walk this way are have the works of the sons of disobedience. So they're not obeying God. They're not following God's way. Now, verse 3, "among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others." So here we see Paul describing really what this road's all about, where it leads to, what influences this path going down, that many are going down, unless they're taken off of it. Again, it starts by, unless someone makes you alive, you're dead on this path, on this wide road, this course, this pattern. So that's the course of this road. And that's what it's described, really this path, this pattern, this course, as it's translated, is all being influenced by the lust of the flesh, the fulfilling and desires the flesh and of the mind. You know, it's very familiar to what we read in 1 John 2:15, the lust of the world, right? And that's really what this course is all about. It's just following what you want to do, what appeals to you. And another way of looking at it is that this is, as Jesus Christ says, this way, this course, this pattern is broad and wide, and it's not really difficult to pass through this gate, this wide way, wide broad way. Now, who set this wide path up, this wide road, this easy road to go through? Well, it's the prince of the power of the air. He, as I said, he's the one that maybe you might say he's the one that paved this road, this nice 10-lane road. And it requires very little effort to follow it. You just do what's right in your own eyes. That's really what it's all about. Do what you think is right in your own eyes. And whatever you think is right, there's the road. There's a road for you on this wide path. There's a lane for you to be on this wide road that leads to destruction. Now, this is the same as eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which God told Adam not to eat, or he would surely die. Now, he did eat it. Eve gave it to him, and he obeyed. He heeded Eve, as it says, instead of obeying God. And he set, you might say, the whole way of life for mankind in place. And Jesus Christ calls this the broad and wide gate. And it does not lead to life. And it says many are on this course, many are on this path, many are going through this wide gate. Now let's go on to verse 14 now. Because narrow, notice that narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Wow, that's an amazing scripture right by itself. It is a very difficult scripture for many Christians who don't really understand the full plan of God to reconcile. You know, few find it. Well, if you find it, this is what Jesus Christ says, if you find it in this age specifically, then what happens to those who don't find it? Well, there's an answer for that. And we know the answer because we understand God's holy days. We know that at some point, God is going to give everybody a chance, an opportunity to see this approach to life, this what Jesus calls the narrow gate. He is going to open it up in a way that everybody who wants to can go down this path that leads to life. But right now, the easy, wide, and broad way, you might say, does not require overcoming. You know, it's easy to go down. You don't have to resist anything. You're in this wide path, right? Overcoming takes effort. Now, what are we overcoming? Well, we overcome Satan, self, and society. In a sense, you know, this narrow path, you go down it. If you enter this narrow gate, you have to make a decision. It is difficult in the sense that there's obstacles and you're swimming, in a sense, upstream. Everybody's going down this, you know, path, this wide gate, and you've got to kind of turn around, go around, and go a different way. In that sense, it's difficult because you're fighting against the norms of society, the norms of what everybody's pursuing, the lust of the flesh, as you might say, the lust of the world, as it says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15. Now, the way I picture this, the way I liken this in my mind, let me describe this to you. I pictured the course of this world, the pattern of this world, as like this big, wide, 10-lane highway. Maybe it's a freeway, expressway. And there's all these lanes, 10, at least 10. And they're wide, and there's a lane for every single person who wants their own lane. And it's got a nice downward slope. Everybody's just, you know, going down this, on this road, going down this road that has a nice downward slope. So there's not a lot of effort to go down it. You can coast, you can run, you can ride your bike, you can drive your car, whatever you want to do, but it's a lane for you. And it's not hard in many ways, in the sense that it has a downward slope. Now, what people don't realize, they don't know where it's going. It's easy in many ways, but it has a downward slope. As Jesus Christ says, it leads to destruction, just that no one knows about. It's just what Paul says. It's you were once, you weren't alive. You may have felt you're alive, but you're going on a way to ultimately lead to destruction unless something changed. So unless something changes and someone is shown, their eyes are opened, right? And they see, oh, there's a narrow gate over here. There's an off-ramp that has a gate to it that I can go through. And you're wondering why nobody sees it, but you happen to see it. And it's hardly ever seen by anybody, but you see it. You try to show a few other people this gate, but they're not noticing it, but you do. And you go over to this gate, this off-ramp, you might say, and there's a gate there, and you can tell it's a different gate. It's a different way. In fact, you go through this gate, and you can kind of see beyond it, and there's a path that goes kind of upward. It's a narrow path, and it kind of goes uphill and has some obstacles. And you're about to enter this gate, you might say, and you're told this way leads to life. And there's some wonderful things along the way, but there's what's at the end of it is eternal life, the kingdom of God. And you understand it more and more. You're like, this is worth taking. And it's a little harder. It looks like a much harder road. But you're also told, look, this road is hard at times because you're going against what everybody else is doing. So in that sense, it's difficult. But you're going to have some good spiritual meals along the way to keep you going. And you have spiritual manna. If you eat every day this meal, you can continue on strong. And it'll keep you the momentum and you keep going. And then you are also told, oh, by the way, there's an enemy out there, this fierce lion. And he'll look around and see you every once in a while and see how you're doing. But not to fear. You're given some armor. Here's some armor you put on. Put this on every day, and you can just make it through this on the small road that winds upwards to the kingdom of God, as you're told, and eternal life. And you can tell it leads to life. And it's going somewhere far, far different than this 10-lane highway that everybody else seems to be on. And you choose to go through it. Well, that's what Jesus Christ is talking about. You know, wide is the way that leads to destruction, but narrow is the gate that leads to life. And if you've found it, you have to, you know, only it's because God has opened your eyes to see it. He says, for many are called, but few are chosen, in John 6:44, a well-known scripture that I hope no one overlooks or underestimates what it means. It says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up that last day. So you are drawn, in a sense, your eyes are opened to this narrow gate, and you understand what it means. You understand there's what's at the end. It's life, and you choose to take it. That's what Jesus Christ is saying. Narrow is the gate. And it's somewhat difficult. Now, again, it's difficult. Now, you keep God's way. You keep God's commandments. You're going to have blessings. God will bless you. But it's difficult in the sense that you are choosing to do something that is different than the rest of the world is doing. The rest of the world is on a 10-lane highway. As it says, going to destruction. And you have to sort of fight against that, fight against society and yourself, in a sense, overcome. And there's, again, Satan, this lion out there who's trying to devour you. But you can resist that. God says, look, here's some armor. Here's some good food. Here's some things you can do along the way to be spiritually strong, and I will help you. And Jesus Christ himself said, be of good cheer, because I have overcome the evil one and overcome the world. And who lives in you through God's Spirit? Well, Jesus Christ. He's the overcomer. He's the one that's going to make you victorious if you rely on him and rely on God's Spirit, daily drinking in from God's Word and growing in God's Spirit and asking for his strength to be in us. In that sense, we can make this journey to the top, to the end, run the race of endurance, and finish with a reward in the kingdom of God and eternal life. That is fantastic. This is a road worth taking. But Jesus Christ is telling you the truth. At times it seems difficult, but you can do it with his power of his Spirit living in you and your commitment to God and relying on him. Again, this is a road worth taking, but narrow is the gate, he says, that leads to life. So Jesus Christ is telling us that's the way it is. You know, it's not a big broad gate that leads to life at this age. Now, we know We know because of God's scripture, God's plans, God's holy days, there is going to be a time when God opens up the path to life to everybody in a much different way than it is right now. And we read about this in Revelation 20, verse 12. And here's what we call the great white throne judgment, where everybody who's ever lived, everybody who's ever lived and died and never knew Jesus Christ, never knew God the Father, never knew even heard the name of Jesus Christ or God the Father, is going to have an access. People are not condemned to eternal hell. Now, that's the problem with what traditional Christianity, that's one way of saying it, believe. They believe if you're not saved, then you're condemned to eternal hell. What a horrible idea. It's not in the Bible. And here in Revelation 20, verse 12, we see that everybody will get an opportunity to go through what won't be so much a narrow gate at that point, but a very wide gate to have access to God and the Father and his way of life, and to choose and to live by the very words that are in the book of life, in the books that we're talking about, and have their name written in the book of life. Let's read this in Revelation 20, verse 12, and it says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life." So they have a chance to have their name written in the very book of life. "And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the book." So we have these books, the Bible, the very scripture, the word of God. They're being judged on what they do, and they have works. They have a certain amount of time in this period to live by what they read, just like us. You know, we have to be judged by our works. Our works reflect how much we believe God, how much we believe God's law, what he tells us, and we live by those. And we have deeds, works that reflect how much we believe and live by every word of God. And this is what the people that are going to be raised from the dead, the great, small and great, right? Everybody will have the same opportunity. And they will have an opportunity to choose life. Do they want to go life? Do they want to reject God and everything that leads to happiness and peace and love towards fellow neighbor and love towards God and having a life that is just so much better than anybody can imagine right now? If they choose that, their names will be written in the book of life. And so we understand that. But right now, the way is narrow. The gate is narrow. The way is kind of hard because it's difficult in the sense that it is going against what most of the world is doing at this time. So you have to resist against it, rely on God, overcome, and develop the very character and nature of God. And that's what he's doing. He's creating in you the very character of God through his spirit. And that's what doing God's way does. Through his spirit, living by the spirit, understanding the spiritual aspects of God's law that produce peace, happiness, love towards neighbors. That's what the whole aspect of the Sermon on the Mount in chapter 5 is about, living by the spiritual aspects of God's law. And he's writing his law on our hearts and mind through his spirit so we can live in a certain way in this time. But it's not the way the world's living as a whole. So in that sense, the gate is narrow and the road does take some effort. It does take some effort. Paul says, you know, run the race of endurance, you know, which is what we have to do. So at the end is the kingdom of God. It's a wonderful reward. There's an inheritance. That's what Jesus Christ talks about. That's what's in the Bible. Being co-heirs with Christ. But right now, that road is not often taken, and it takes some effort. It takes some effort. So it's worth taking. I'm glad you're on it. Let's keep going forward. Let's stay on the road. Let's keep studying God's word. Let's keep moving towards the finish line, the kingdom of God. Run with endurance, relying on the power of God's spirit in you, which is Christ living in you. That's the strength. That's the strength that will get you across the finish line. So with that, We'll say goodbye and we'll see you next time in our midweek Bible study.